Today on the Kyle Hand Podcast, we will talk to a high school track coach who lost his job because he wouldn't force children to wear masks while running, sprinting. It's an outrageous story, but we will hear from him, a hero in my mind.
This is the Jerry Callahan Podcast.
I tweeted about this. We talked about this. This is a kind of a national story, an outrageous story, but the good news, there's a hero here. We have a good guy.
You have a hero here.
A good guy, and he's the former track coach, I'm sure, at Pembroke Academy up in New Hampshire, Bradley Keys. I tweeted your story out, got a lot of reaction. Lots of people have talked about it. There's too few guys like you, Brad. You stood up to the mask madness, and it cost you your job. That was a few days ago. Do you have any regrets at this point, Coach? Do you have any regrets?
Only regret I have is not being there with the kids for them and for me. I enjoyed it a lot too. But like I said in my initial message, I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to force them to wear masks. And it's not just during the meet. It's all during the practices, including all the workouts they're doing. They're going to be required to wear masks.
Athletes, or was it just some athletes in some events? Were they ever allowed to take the mask off, you know, when they couldn't breathe?
No, not for breathing purposes. There were certain events that they were going to be allowed not to wear masks for, and that was going to be shot put, discus, javelin, hurdles, and pole vault.
The hurdles? You don't have to wear. What's the rationale with the hurdles?
What's the logic?
The claim is for safety purposes. They didn't ask for input from the coaches, and I don't know for sure. I'm guessing their thinking is, well, if the mask falls off in the middle of the race and you get distracted and you run into a hurdle, you might get hurt.
That can't happen in the 800 meters?
I used to
be a high school track coach myself, and I'm pretty familiar with it. The staggered events like the 400, I guess they could – you can make a claim that you're already socially distanced, but like events like the 800, the 1,000, the mile, where you're doing a barreled start or whatever, the kids are going to be on top of each other. But again, how do you run? How do you expect any kid to run the 2 mile with a cloth diaper over their face, essentially the whole time? How is that possibly healthy?
That's what I've been asking. And actually I decided to go, I knew it would be miserable. I've run all the races myself. I decided to go out to the track yesterday. I ran a 200 meter without a mask, 200 meter with a mask, and 400 meter with a mask, so I could get firsthand knowledge of what it's like. 200 meter wasn't so bad because you're not really in your aerobic.
It's anaerobic, yeah.
The 400, the second half, is absolutely miserable. And what I realized very clearly is when you start breathing hard, you're creating a vacuum in your mouth and your lungs. You're sucking the mask into your mouth and into your nose. It forms a seal on your face. Those masks are meant to be loose and they're meant to allow air to flow around them. When you suck in hard, you're sealing it on your face, and the only way air gets in is through the fabric itself. It is really, really hard. And then I had downplayed the, oh, this could be bad for the kids' health a little bit. I'm beginning to reconsider that. If you're sucking this mask into your mouth over and over again for, say, an hour, whether you're on the track or you're a soccer player or a lacrosse player, I'm curious how many of the little particles from the mask end up getting sucked into your lungs over and over again, and what are the long-term health effects of that? I haven't heard anybody ask that.
I do it at the gym, unfortunately. Planet Fitness makes you wear a mask. It just gets drenched by the end. And then you go and you wring it all out and you're like, this is healthy. This is madness.
Okay, we know, Coach, I mean, you're among allies here. We know it's all theater. We know children don't generally get the virus. They don't spread the virus. They're not susceptible. They certainly don't die from the virus. What you did was stand up for the kids. Now tell me how the authority figure who warned you and eventually fired you. Are we talking about the athletic director? Are we talking about the athletic director? So he warned you and said, if they don't mask up, you're gone?
Yep. Once the final policies and procedures came out, I asked for confirmation. The policies and procedures are from the NHIAA, the governing body in the state. They make recommendations. Then the schools choose to accept them. happen or not. So the recommendation came out. The athletic director sent that out to myself and the other coaches. I saw that it hadn't changed when I was told it was possible it would. So I asked for confirmation. I asked, is it recommended or is it required? And I wanted confirmation that it would be required for all races, 100 meters up through 2 miles, that kids would have to wear masks while racing in the meet. I got the confirmation and decided I would not do it.
Can I ask you something? Did you think about consulting with other coaches? Because I'm happy that you're taking a stand, but if you had, like, let's say you put together 10 coaches that just all agreed, we are not doing this, maybe you signed a petition. Was there a more effective way, do you think, that you could have caused greater change?
Yes, I've had plenty of people ask me that question. Two reasons I didn't. One is the NHIAA has a coaches advisory board, I believe. And when the policies and procedures first came out, one of the coaches on that board sent out a message saying, essentially, hey, we've gotten a lot of feedback about this. This was put out by the medical committee. The coaches weren't consulted. We're supposed to have a meeting about it in a week. Give us time to deal with it. So I waited till after they were supposed to have dealt with it, the coaches that have been involved with the rulemaking up to this point, and nothing changed. And then a letter came out from our athletic director. There has been very little give and take, shall I say, in the last two seasons when coaches have complained. I didn't think I was going to get anywhere. No, I did not go to other coaches. The other thing that drove me is our practices were starting. All this happened Friday and Saturday. Our practices were starting on Monday. I was not going to step onto that track and tell the kids they were going to have to wear masks while racing. That was the decision I made. So I decided to make my stand that weekend and see
what happened. What was the reaction? What was the reaction from the parents and from the kids, from the runners and the track kids? Did they support you, or were they perfectly willing to wear the masks?
They don't want to wear the masks. They're upset I won't be there. They support the stand. They believe it's ridiculous. Some of them have actually petitioned our athletic director to remove the mask mandate. And actually that same group is starting a cross team petition of athletes in the state.
Is it the AD's call? Does the AD, I assume the governing body decides the mask thing, not the AD, right?
Well, that's what's interesting. The governing body only makes recommendations. They can't follow these mandates. And then it's up to the individual schools as to whether to accept the recommendations.
But what about a big district meets? Like, surely there must be a consensus.
The schools, what New Hampshire's done is normally in track and field, we're all over the state all season. They've gone to smaller groups of schools. So only, and this is across sports too. So all the sports at our school will only be competing against a set small number of schools in our local area. We're not traveling as much.
Oh, so there are no district meets.
Yeah, so they call it a cohort. So our cohort of schools got together and accepted the recommendations and made them requirements. They didn't ask the coaches whether they made any sense. And I haven't gotten clarity on exactly who accepted the recommendations, if it was just athletics.
So there won't be a state champion this year?
No, they are having a state championship. Oh. And I believe, I'm not totally sure, the decision was made by the NHIAA committees to require the masks in the state championships, but they're going to reevaluate that in mid-May.
So all baseball players, lacrosse players, softball players, they're all masked up as well?
It's also interesting. So in the fall, cross country didn't wear masks. I don't think soccer wore masks. Indoor cheer didn't wear masks because of safety reasons. Outdoors, they've gone to every sport wears masks, including tennis. So
tennis?
Where 30 to 60 feet apart from your opponent will be wearing masks.
I can't.
In practice, end in competition.
Just give me an estimate. I know there's a lot of athletes there that you don't coach them all, but how many kids at Pembroke Academy have been infected? How many have been hospitalized? And you know, God bless their souls. How many have passed away from the coronavirus at your high school?
State data, zero people under 20 in New Hampshire have died from coronavirus. The hospitalizations, I think, are in maybe a dozen to two dozen.
So none of your kids were infected. None of, there was no super spreader events at the Pembroke Academy track meets or practices.
That's sharp. You're outside in the wind, the sun, and track. You're spread out at track anyway overall.
And I couldn't think of a healthier group of people to get coronavirus than long distance runners that could easily sustain it than young.
How about 16-year-old?
Yeah, 16-year-old
long distance runners.
The most healthy 16-year-olds, Jerry. That like couldn't. You know what I mean? The guys, their lung capacities are great. You know what I mean? Their heart rates are.
It's insane, Coach. And I assume not all the parents support you, because in every group there's a Karen. I go out all the time. I'm running and I'm walking in Boston without a mask, and invariably I get the looks. Someone will yell and you know. Tell me, Matt, and you're like, I'm outside, I'm by myself, I'm not an idiot, I don't need a mask, but it doesn't matter. There's so many people who have bought into the Church of Fauci and somehow think that wearing a mask alone on the beach is somehow protecting them or others.
We got to make It's Okay I'm Vaccinated t-shirts, Jerry. It just speaks for itself. If you don't wear a mask, just walk around with a t-shirt that says, It's okay, I'm vaccinated.
And the dumbest thing is when they're 20 years old and they're thin and they're exercising and they somehow think that they need to be protected. But what have the parents split down the middle on this? What's it like?
I don't know what they're all thinking. So far, as I've gotten maybe 100 unsolicited thank you emails and texts from people starting to spread around the country. Parents, I've not had a single parent say anything negative to me, but that's not particularly surprising. The majority of the parents that I know have reached out to me and said, thank you, this is insane. There are a few parents who are considering pulling their kids because they are worried about the health implications of wearing the masks. Up to this point, I've encouraged them to not to, because I'm taking the stand, and yes, I certainly did this, and I worded my messages the way I did to try to catch attention, to get people talking about it and to maybe get some pushback. Having one kid walk off and say, I'm done, isn't going to get much attention, I don't think, and it's just going to hurt them. But if any parents have health concerns, and we do have, I do know one girl who has a very odd heart condition that causes drops in blood pressure and other things that have led to her passing out in sporting events. There are kids out there, and asthma. We have kids with asthma on the team. If you have asthma, you really don't want to be putting a mask over your face when you're running or doing any exercise. So there are definitely, there are known health implications, and I think there are also some unknown ones.
So you're fired. You're out, right? You're not suspended. There's not double secret probation. You're gone.
No.
And you've been replaced. We're all going to find out. I mean, eventually we're going to realize this was all theater. You know, many of us realize that already. And you will be a martyr here. I know that's not what you're looking for, but eventually people will say, boy, Coach was right.
They're not, though. That's the thing, Jerry, is the worst part about this is that no kid is going to die from coronavirus. And the experts are going to point to it and say, yeah, it's because they wore masks. That's why nobody died at Pembroke, because they wore masks.
Right. And
That's really what this is. They have to feel like they're doing something, because if they don't and something happens, they'll get blamed. And I'm beginning to think, too, I mean, if these masks do cause issues with repeated use while exercising, it's going to be some sort of respiratory issue, which how will you differentiate whether that was caused by the masks or caused by coronavirus? If they can just point at coronavirus and say, ooh, look at the side effects.
What about kids who are asthmatic that run the mile?
Right. I wouldn't want to be one putting on a mask on. I mean, these races, and some people say, oh, well, the other sports have to do it. I don't think the other sports should be doing it. But at the same time, the other sports, football, lacrosse, they sprint for 5 seconds and stop. They're doing it for maybe an hour at a time. But when you're on the track, running a mile, you're out there for 4, 5, 6 minutes at the edge of your capacity, there is no rest, there is no break. It is arguably the most intense sport or exercise that's out there. The 400 meters is the one that gets me.
Yeah, that's the hard. The 400 meters is the hardest race to run, especially in, like you said, in the last 150 meters.
Yeah. Especially when you stuff something in your mouth, a gag the kids, and they got to run 400 meters. It's insane. But coach, I think history will show that you were right and they were wrong, or they were. The whole idea was just crazy for children to wear a mask while running outdoors. I can't believe we've gotten to this point, because a year ago, right now, Fauci was saying, don't wear a mask. The Surgeon General was saying, it's crazy, don't wear a mask. And nobody was running in masks. A year later, everybody is, at least in Boston. You want to be in New England? Everybody's, 95% of the runners in Boston are wearing masks. It's incredible how people have fallen in line and just submitted to this. It's good to see somebody like you in a position of, with some influence, standing up to this mob and asking the obvious questions of why are we doing this? I think your kids, your runners, their parents, the people in the town, the people they'll all look back someday and say, man, Coach Keyes was right. So you got that going for you.
So interesting point. One of my parents pointed out to me, go to the CDC and the WHO guidelines. They both say, do not wear masks while exercising.
Interesting.
That's today. It says that today.
Follow the science.
Yeah, and you know what else it says? Go back. Everyone should be in school, but it doesn't matter. It's all become political. When I tweeted about you, I got a bunch of people tweeting back saying, "Oh, he sounds like a crazy Trump, MAGA guy." And I'm saying, why? Because he doesn't.
Science is MAGA now. Biology.
He doesn't want children to stuff plastic things in their nose and mouth cloth things in their mouth when they're running. That makes him a crazy MAGA guy. People have lost their minds. It's good to see somebody.
Thank you for taking a stand, Coach. I appreciate that. It was nice to see that.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Coach Bradley Keyes from Pembroke Academy Track and Field. Stood up to the mob, essentially.
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Can I go home?
The Jerry Callahan Podcast.